Construction workers uncovered human remains near McGrath last month during work on an erosion control project along the Kuskokwim River. An investigation revealed their Athabascan origins. Results from scientific analysis was still very preliminary, but as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, the findings could shed new light on the origins and history of interior Alaska Native people.
The discovery is known as Tawchuk McGrath Discovery. The name refers to the confluence of the Takotna and Kuskokwim rivers at the village of McGrath. In early October, a construction worker out for a walk uncovered a skull exposed by earth-moving equipment.
You know, we thought, it's got to be this elder who disappeared about 30 years ago in McGrath.
That's Vicki Oddie. She's the CEO of MTNT, the local village corporation.
And the skull had absolutely perfect lower teeth. It's amazing. There were no cavities or anything. I mean, they were just in perfect shape. And I remembered this missing elder from 30 years ago. She was in her 70s. Was always bragging about what good teeth she had, and so I knew it was her.
But the skull turns out to be from an Athabascan man, and he's much older than anyone expected. A radiocarbon dating method puts charcoal from a nearby fire pit at between 360 and 540 years old. But the remains were buried below the pit, so they're likely to be even older. The bones were found huddled together with two other skeletons, a young adult male and a male child between 2 and 5 years old. Tanana Chiefs Conference archaeologist Bob Sattler says prehistoric discoveries in interior Alaska are extremely rare because Athabascans traditionally cremated their dead. But there are other reasons bones of this age rarely survive.
Acidic soils in the boreal forest typically will dissolve bone. Nearly within a century.
The Tawchuk McGrath discovery was found in what Sattler thinks is either an ancient sand dune or an abandoned sandbar, which could have aided in preservation. A team of archaeologists also found three fire pits nearby that contain fish and mammal bones. Sattler thinks these Alaska natives lived a fully subsistence lifestyle long before Russian fur traders migrated to the region.
The key factor when the excavation took place was that there were no metal or any trade goods.
But the team also found two shards of obsidian nearby one of the skeletons. It's a kind of volcanic glass many prehistoric Alaskans used for tools. This particular obsidian is from an ancient volcano near the village of Hughes, nearly 200 miles north of McGrath. Sattler says that could mean the prehistoric peoples of Alaska may have had their own ways of sharing goods.
And this presence of this exotic volcanic glass demonstrates that there was quite a network of trade at this time.
Because the bones are so well preserved, Sattler and his colleagues think they'll be able to analyze the DNA inside. The bones have been transferred to the Tanana Chiefs Conference temporarily. President Jerry Isaac says he's excited to help uncover their secrets.
Much remains to be found out about the lifestyle of our forebears. We're told that we're nomadic, we're the hunter-gatherer type of people. So, well, I'd like to know such things today as why the interior Native people are susceptible to certain illnesses.
DNA studies might also tell scientists more about family lineages, human migration between Asia and North America, and even offer information about how Athabascans adapted to their subarctic surroundings. MTNT, the McGrath Village Council, and TCC plan to continue work with federal and state scientists to study and preserve the remains. The groups are working on plans for a full archaeological exploration next summer. The remains will be reburied after a complete scientific analysis. I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.